we need some definitions then of rocks versus minerals. So a rock is simply a cohesive mass of a pure mineral or several minerals that are coherently bound together, whereas a mineral, we need to say that it's got a definite crystal structure and a unique chemical composition for it to be a mineral. So there are plenty of naturally occurring minerals out there, and I'll be going through a couple of classic sort of types of minerals so that you get a bit of a feeling for what makes a mineral. Now, you can have minerals crystallizing in one or more different forms. So if we're looking at the mineral quartz, then we get alpha quartz, beta quartz, and gamma quartz. So these are all different ways of packing the silicons and oxygens in the structure. We still make a three-dimensional crystal. What's the bonding inside silica and quartz? Yep. The special. Tetrahedral arrangement, yeah, more. The name for it? It's quite warm. Network covalent solids, yeah, or network solids. Remember, the key is it's a network of covalent bonds that makes these things extremely strong. So that's why it's got, for a silicate, this has got high hardness compared to something. If you take silicon and put fluorine there, for instance, and make silicon tetrafluoride, then that's a covalent molecular material, and those covalent bonds inside the silicon to fluorine are strong, but the interactions between one SiF4 unit and the next are very, very weak. So that material, in contrast, is not hard at all. The primary minerals form by crystallizing the molten magma, which is then at the surface we've got solids, underneath it we have got the liquid material. That liquid material, when it comes to the surface under those cooler conditions, crystallizes out. Secondary minerals are formed by taking a primary mineral and altering it, which means changing the chemical conditions around that mineral and the pressure and temperature conditions, and it changes from one mineral into another. So clays are a classic example of lots of them, of secondary minerals. So there are 25 rock-forming minerals that are